Who you are, where you're from, don't care what you need, as long as you love.
All right, welcome to another episode of Childhood Confessions, a podcast where I talk to people I like, my friends, and talk about the things that made them who they are today. Each episode, I'll bring on a different guest and explore their memories through childhood, play a few games, we'll drink our little alcoholic Capri Suns that we have today, which are delicious, if I do say so myself, and we'll read my second grade journal and dive into my deep issues, and I think we have a little surprise today with our guest, who also brought a little journal entry themselves, so excited for that. So today we have a guest who, you know, he's got curly hair. He has also a voice of an angel, just like I said about our last guest, Anastasia, last time. And he's just a boy. His name is Tommy Power. Welcome, Tommy Power.
Hey, guys, it's Tommy.
Just kidding, that's not my voice.
If hey, guys. If that was your voice, you wouldn't be on this podcast, yeah. Unfortunately. Not like my voice is that much better, but...
Hello, everyone.
Yes, Tommy's here. Tommy's in the house.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for bringing me on.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Everywhere. All right, so, Tommy, we're just going to start off the podcast like we have, and you're just going to tell the people who you are, tell us a little bit about your upbringing, and we'll just kind of go from there. So tell us when you were born, where you grow up, where you grew up.
Starting very broad.
Really like vague, very right, broad.
Cool. Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess the time was 1991. Mm. It was December. I was born in December of 91, almost Christmas, just far enough away from Christmas to where it doesn't suck. I do get it.
Right, you still get the gifts from
exactly,
your birthday
and
Christmas. Yep. So that's nice.
Yeah, I grew up in kind of like farm town. Macedon, New York, 315er country, nice. In Rochester. So I guess probably only Rochester people really know
probably
what that is.
Do you have any farm animals?
I didn't have farm animals myself, but we did have cornfields across the street behind us that, you know, we would explore all the time.
Nice.
And my parents did eventually buy like an acre and a half of like farmland Ooh. Behind our house.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, we have farmland per se,
okay.
And we let like the farmer still put his crops in there and everything, but
nice.
Yeah, very very farm town heavy, cool. Kind of away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like I had a really good childhood. I had two really really great friends that I met, that my mom was friends with their parents.
Yeah,
and they both lived walking distance down the street.
How far away were the houses from each other?
I mean, it definitely wasn't, like, super secluded farmland. Mm-hmm. There,
I'm envisioning, like, very rural, like, to drive a mile to find.
Yeah, I might have exaggerated a little bit. Okay. It wasn't like you were just on a plot of land, just you with the fields, like, fully around you. I had, like, my next-door neighbor was, you could probably fit, like, another house in between us.
Okay.
But,
nice.
Yeah, but so we had perfect. Space, but the street was a pretty, you know, not busy street. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there were farm fields around everyone, but you know, it was still included in things. Like I could still get places. There was like a little corner store.
Mm-hmm.
And actually we were down the street from a fireman's hall where they had a fireman's carnival every single summer.
Okay.
So like with those really sketchy rides that they probably have not inspected in like 15 years. And you can literally see like,
That was my favorite. I loved going to
Incredible.
Those as a kid.
Yeah. Incredible.
And
oh yeah. Like, feeling that
I'm
close
very
to
very surprised that our parents let us go on those and like the very sketchy carnival workers, like all the carnies would go
Where
town
do they
to town.
Find those people?
Oh, they live and do that.
that's
all they do.
Just carnies. Yeah.
Those were the days.
My favorite one was the one that just like was centrifugal force where it spun you.
Oh yeah.
And then it went up to on like fully, you know, on a 90 degree angle.
Right.
And literally the only safety mechanism that this thing had was a single link chain link in front of you that you simply just connected to the other side.
Right.
And that was it.
I don't even know. Like, I wonder if those have like progressed in safety at all.
I would think so.
Then.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I remember like just seeing like, obviously like the force of like gravity and like
physics somehow work with you, but does a thing.
But yeah, that seems really sketchy.
I was like 10 years old on that thing. Like
you're flying out of it.
Oh yeah, I'm flying
you're just,
miles.
You're just a wee boy.
Just a wee little boy. Yeah, but I really loved my childhood. I had a great time. I had great friends. I was very sporty, so I was always doing stuff.
Sporty boy.
Oh yeah, I was. My dad grew up racing motorcycles and four wheelers and snowmobiles and did tons of like, you know, that kind of extreme sport type stuff. So I had a motorcycle when I was like 6 years old.
Damn.
And I, you know, I played soccer, I played baseball, I played football and like all this stuff. So,
I'm learning a lot about our friends playing football, which I would never think.
It was
John and you.
John played football?
Yeah.
Did he say what position he played?
Well, it was like, why?
Linebacker.
Linebacker.
That's so funny because so did I.
No freaking way.
And me and John are probably two of the least ones that you would think would play linebacker.
I would never say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My like 75 pound like body trying to run into
big boys.
Well,
I
guess
not at that age.
Yeah, so that was the thing. It was third and fourth grade, so no one had hit their growth spurt yet.
Not yet.
And so I could kind of, you know, it worked. Yeah. But how well it worked is maybe the surprising part. I was like star linebacker. I was something else.
You were going to get that scholarship.
You know, I was essentially...
You were ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was essentially...
Waiting for the scouts at fourth grade.
I was about to say I was... like Ray Lewis, but he murdered someone. So that's a bad, I'm not going to use that one.
And
so,
I also have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
Tommy, look at your audience.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But that's okay. I'm sure he's a good football player.
Imagine him without all the terrible things.
Murder.
That was me.
Nice.
That was me in third grade. And at the banquet we had, they presented everyone with awards and gave everyone nicknames. Mm. Do you want to give me a guess what you thought third grade Tommy Power, linebacker, also played a little bit of offensive line, what my nickname would have been?
Big T.
Not really close, but it's a good guess. But it's a good guess. I like it. It was Tommy Mad Dog Power.
Oh my God, I was so close.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Oh yeah.
I can only imagine. I mean, you look like a mad dog now.
Describes me so well.
Yeah, so well. So I would like to know, I mean, part of the podcast is kind of seeing where you started and kind of where you're at now. Like, what would you say, like, parts of your childhood, do you think there's things that kind of guided you to, like, where you're at today, either... your job, your relationships with people, your personality. I feel like you're very extroverted, but you have like an introverted side to you. So
yeah.
Were you like that as a child as well?
Yeah, I'd say I probably stayed pretty consistent throughout, you know, my childhood and teens and, you know, getting older. I was always pretty extroverted. I kind of, you know, as I said, I was always doing things. I was always meeting people and I was pretty confident just, you know, kind of talking with anyone and going up to whoever. Like, I feel like I was never into, like, I feel like I didn't follow along with those type of, like, you know, middle school bullying things. Cause I feel like I've always had a decent amount of empathy for people. So like, I remember there was this one kid in my sixth grade class that just everyone would just rag on him all the time. And I was simply just didn't do that. And was just a genuine guy who would talk to him and he ended up at the end of the year like buying me the new Nelly CD that came out that year because he was like, thanks for being my friend.
Aww.
And it's like, yeah, I feel like I've always been that kind of you know, and I've just felt a lot of empathy I guess throughout my life, and I get all of my emotional intelligence from my mom for sure. Like my I look exactly like my dad. And my sister, I have one sister who looks exactly like my mom, but our actual like personalities and our emotional profiles are the complete opposite. Aww. Like I get my mom's pretty openly emotional, not afraid to show, you know, wear your heart on your sleeve type of thing. And my sister is just very, and my dad are just kind of stubborn and, you know, confident in their viewpoints and things like that. So yeah, I definitely get my emotional side from my mom.
So me and Tommy, for those listening, we used to be roommates.
Yes, we did.
Back in the college days.
Oh my goodness.
At the Villas on Wrench, University of Buffalo, horns up, baby. Yep, there we go.
Oh yeah, we're on video too.
Yeah, horns up. Let's go. And Tommy had a specific meal that was his go-to meal, and that was cottage cheese, ham, and blueberries. Was it blueberries?
I don't think it was blueberries.
Maybe I'm thinking Sammy. It was definitely cottage cheese and ham, though.
For sure.
Where did that... Was that a childhood meal that you would have a lot, or is that just conscious, healthy boy, mad dog?
Sadly, ham is not, it's got a lot of salt and sodium, so it's not the healthiest, but
it's so tasty.
It is so tasty.
The protein.
Yeah, that was the
idea.
Trying
to be a linebacker again, or whatever you were.
That was it. That definitely stemmed from milk.
So we want to get
right into that.
How could I have forgotten the milk? The milk this boy consumed.
Oh, my goodness.
We should have had a freaking cow in the apartment.
That was the thing we were missing on the farm, just the family cow.
The family cow that we all got our fresh,
that's what we needed,
raw milk from.
Yeah, well, that was definitely an extension of that. It was just, it was growing up, most meals as a side dish, at least dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom didn't, neither of my parents really cooked much.
Mm-hmm.
They had me when they were very young, me and my sister when they were very young. So kind of just came up figuring everything out as all parents do, but my mom was 20 when she had me.
Oh damn.
So yeah. And she was 19 when she had my sister. So
Oof.
Two kids before you were 21,
Ooh,
like
baby.
Crazy. Absolutely insane. No,
I could not imagine.
No,
imagine us at that ripe age.
My poor baby. My poor
the
baby.
Things we were
be...
doing at those at that age.
No. Yeah. Not great.
Not great.
Not great.
But you know.
But either way, it was like, you know, they were figuring everything out as they were going. They didn't necessarily know how to cook like any extravagant meals. You know, back in that day, it's like your family recipes and whatever. So that was never something that my parents were great at, you know, admittedly, they weren't great at it, and that's fine. But yeah, so we had a lot of, you know, similar things, and one of the side dishes at dinner all the time was cottage cheese.
Okay.
Because my dad enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, my dad is the one who is the purveyor of the milk.
Of course.
I don't know if that's, is that the right word? Purveyor?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. but yeah, so a lot of it was, you know, just stuff that he liked to eat a lot.
I just feel like as a child myself, I don't think I would have touched cottage cheese, but I never grew up with cottage cheese, so that might just be me.
Yeah.
Grew up eating sticks of butter, but.
Oh, that's another conversation we have, like weird things you ate when you were younger. Right. I love that one. So I don't know. It was just, I think that's where cottage cheese came from, just eating it a lot when I was younger.
Do you like the pineapple?
I don't mind it. I would prefer my cottage cheese without pineapple, though.
Let's talk about your ham.
Oh.
Ham on pineapple.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or pineapple on ham.
Well, so, interesting. Maybe...
Do you ever have pineapple on ham?
Oh, sorry, Mike.
You're okay. Oh, my name's Mike.
Oh, you're Mike, too! Oh, God! I just hit Mike, but the Mike,
the
not
microphone.
This Mike. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. starting to get a little bit.
Oh, man.
Isn't it pineapple on ham? Like a
no,
big
you're
100% peanut butter
right.
and jelly kind of thing?
You're 100% right.
Okay.
I was thinking because cottage cheese and pineapple is also a thing.
Yeah, people
But I never really connected
shit,
those
pineapple.
Two together.
Yeah.
Maybe the pineapple was the thing I was missing to bring it all together.
That would have been cool.
Because, yeah, I do like pineapple on ham. Okay. 100%. It gives just that little sweetness.
It's
little,
so good.
Little tang. Mm.
So good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tommy Power.
Mad Dog.
High schooler Mad Dog Power. This was right when I was, like, starting to get into, like, dating. And I had my first girlfriend when I was in 10th grade.
Mm.
And, you know,
you're a ladies' man, Tommy. You can say it.
Yeah,
you're a ladies' man.
I was, and lesser so, but very much was a hopeless romantic in high school.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you listen to, like, Mayday Parade. And
when did you start playing the guitar and, like, writing music?
Ninth grade, not till later. It was,
Okay.
Yeah, not till later, but, Either way, yeah, it was very, you know, I wanted to be a good boyfriend, yes. And I wanted to experience love in mm-hmm. all its beautiful majesty and yes. all this stuff. So I, you know, I looked into, you know, things that would make me a better boyfriend. And I was sexually active.
Okay.
This was my first girlfriend. We had a great time. Lovely, lovely woman.
What was her name?
Her name was Alex. Alexandra.
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 What's her Instagram handle?
She is now married to a woman.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Put a pin in that. Oh.
Yeah, so.
What's your ratio of turning woman?
I think just, I mean, like in terms of like I dated them and then afterwards.
They became specifically a lesbian. Date,
yeah. I think just. Nah. Mm. One is bisexual.
Okay.
Now.
That works.
Yeah. So two.
Who isn't bisexual?
No. Yeah, my absolutely. Goodness. I think a little bit of. My everyone goodness. Has a little bit of that in them. You know, we were having a good time, and I read somewhere that pineapple is supposed to make your semen taste better.
It's a known fact.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I feel like
I think it's a known fact. Is that scientifically
that's
proven?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I feel like it was on the internet, so it must have been.
It was on ebombsworld.com. Yeah, so I had to have been.
The most trustworthy site that they had back then.
Forget CNN. We had ebombs world.
Yeah. So
David, producer Dave.
Say we got producer
Dave. Let's see
Dave
what we got here.
Either way, that's what I thought it was. So
I mean, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I think I feel like it's heard that. Yeah, I feel like it's a mildly common. Tidbit that people have heard.
Yes, let's hear.
Oh boy.
There's no scientific evidence that eating pineapple can make semen taste better.
Oh, no.
But some say that it might make it slightly sweeter due to the fructose in semen.
Okay.
Others say that pineapple and other foods can help balance semen's alkaline pH levels, which can make it taste less bitter or salty.
Okay.
Yeah. Which. Yeah. I think that's all I was going. That's all I was going for. Yeah,
sweeter is always better.
You know, I wasn't trying to have. Yeah. We'll stop that.
Childhood confession. Have you ever tasted your own semen?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Everybody has.
Just say, come on.
Yeah.
What curious young lad has not?
Everybody.
But yeah, so I basically that was the first time I tried pineapple. I'm very picky eating. That was the first time I tried, and I did not like it.
Fruit.
I did not like it.
It is. Yeah. It's a punch to your mouth.
Oh yeah. I did not like it, but I proceeded.
Hell yeah.
To power through.
That is a good boyfriend.
Because my girlfriend
right there.
Needed sweet,
sweet
semen.
Sweet semen. That is so nice. All right.
So now everyone knows.
We are going to get into our next section. So this next section, I am going to read you a Reddit childhood confession.
Okay.
Just to kind of get us in the mood for some reveals. Okay. And then, I'm going to ask you to maybe tell us about a childhood confession that you might have.
Okay.
So this one's a really short one that I found on Reddit. It is from Vale of Maya 6.
It's a band.
Is it?
I think it's like a hardcore band. Mm-hmm. Vales of Maya.
Vale.
All right. Another name drop. I'm just going to name drop all our friends here. Yes. Kyle Dobie, confirm if that's that sounds like a U band, I think.
Yeah. Call into this
Vales of Maya. Yeah,
podcast that is not live.
Yeah.
Vale. Veal. Vale.
I think it's Vale.
Vale. V-E-I-L of Maya 6. Well, probably not the 6 part, but. All right. So Vale of Maya 6 says, when I was 5, I had hair down to my ass. I was tired of my mom brushing it, so I cut it all off and peed on it in a bucket.
I'll be honest, I kind of thought he just meant he was like a hairy child and like had back hair down to his ass.
So this
at
is
first.
A woman.
Oh, okay. So that makes more sense. It's a woman then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, she, I want to
wait,
know.
Wait, so what happened?
So
she
when
cut
she
it
was
off
5,
then...
she had hair down all the way to her ass. She was tired of her mom brushing it like all the time. So she cut it all off and then she put all of the hair in a bucket and she peed on it. I read a lot of the comments and it was pretty funny, but yeah, she never responded back to any of the comments. So there is no resolution to why she was peeing on it. Yeah. But I guess, I mean, it was hers. She's claiming it. That's mine.
My
Stop
territory.
Touching it, mom. Exactly.
Shrek knows all about
yes,
that.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Yes, Sleepy he does. Boy right there sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, so that was Vale of Maya. Okay. That was her childhood confession. So.
Yeah, I feel like, I do want to kind of know what exactly the thought process behind the peeing was.
5 years old.
5 years old, too. There was...
She cut off all of her hair and put it in a bucket and peed on it.
Okay. I guess that's the reason she was five is why she peed on it. That's because I feel like if you were
does that make it better?
No, but I feel like if you were older, you'd like, I feel like the kid was like trying to make sure that the mom could, there's no way the mom could reattach this hair.
True.
So it's all pissed on and stuff. Yeah. But if it just cut off, she probably thought moms had like mom magic where you
sew
just,
it.
Yeah. Like, something like
weave.
That. Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
5 year old weave, baby. That's the new business.
That's the only
venture I'm going on.
Yeah.
Selling weave to 5 year olds. So we just heard Vale of Maya's childhood confession. Tommy Power, I've asked you to prepare a childhood confession for us. So I'm going to give you the floor, and you have a nice little notebook page, and I want you to tell us about a confession that you might not have told anybody from your childhood.
I can't remember exactly what. Either way, I wrote a poem. Mm-hmm. It may have been a haiku. It may have not. But it was about the... This is not really that good of a confession, but... You know Eastview Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in Victor.
Fancy People Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Those were Richie's.
Oh, yeah. They just had... They had the food court.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Little Tokyo was one of the Chinese spots.
Oh.
There were two competing. On opposite sides. It was crazy.
Small Chinese food just so superior
Unreal.
To everything.
I know. I don't know. It's amazing. Either way, I was obsessed with that place.
Mm-hmm.
Was every time we're going to the mall, I'm getting it.
Yes.
Every single time. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Every time. And usually it's the same guy working there. We were homies.
What were you getting? What was the combo?
It was two meats, one side.
Okay.
I would get the sesame chicken and the teriyaki chicken and the side of fried rice.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'd usually get a peach or apple Snapple.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I got it a lot. I know that. Yeah, down pat. Either way, I wrote a poem about how if that Little Tokyo closed, I would not want to continue. I would not want to go on. This was heaven for me.
And Tommy Power's life.
And I manifested closing Little Tokyo because it literally closed like 2 or 3 months later. So... I ruined it for myself and everyone, and I regret it, and I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I'm happy that you did not tell the owners that you
ended
their business.
Yeah, I know. They would have been so mad.
Yeah.
The other one, so yeah, that was the one I realized, as I was saying, it's not really that good of a confession. Yeah.
I mean, it spoke to me. I had a love to Famous Walk at the Grease Ridge Mall.
Famous Walk,
Combo C. Ooh,
Combo C.
Real ones know.
Grease Ridge
when
Mall.
I worked at Spencer Gifts at the Grease Ridge Mall,
God.
I would get combo C
Mikey's.
On my 15-minute break, and I would fucking chow that shit down.
Oh man,
that was like 5 pounds of food right
there. Mikey Spencer's days were something else.
They sure were.
So many dildos.
And then I moved to the Boulevard Mall, and
they were still dildos.
There's even more dildos there. There's even
that's
more.
How you know it's the good one, the good store.
Damn,
I think I
cry.
I'm sorry. I looked down at my notes just to see what else I had on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wrote down a better confession.
All right, give it
I should have told this one.
Give it to me.
Cool. So this one, this one's probably a little bit more, I guess, embarrassing or awkward. But this was later high school. The Tale of Old Blue.
Old Blue?
The Tale of Old Blue.
Okay.
This was another like late high school. We're still in the hopeless romantic phase, but now we're slightly further past that. We got the boys, we got the homies, and we're experimenting. We're smoking a lot. We're smoking weed. We're drinking. Yes. We're having a good time.
Doing the drug.
Whatever. So we hang out at my buddy Neve's house, because it's this beautiful big house in Woodcliff in Pittsford.
Yeah.
Okay. Up on the hill.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, by like the golf course and the giant hotel.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful place. Okay. Beautiful place. And my buddy had this huge room, this huge red room. The walls were all red, and he had, like, tons and tons of paraphernalia on the wall. And it was just a cool spot. And, like, he had, like, music equipment and like, mics and recording equipment.
Paraphernalia, like guns
and
drugs?
No. Just, I guess, I don't know what the definition of paraphernalia is, but literally just random shit on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Artifacts.
Yeah, yes, maybe some, maybe some expensive artifacts.
Yes.
Yes. But either way, it was a great place to hang out, like, for high schoolers. And then they also had this awesome basement that was huge. And his parents were just very, very innocent Indian parents. His dad was the Episcopalian bishop of Rochester, so very, like, religious, church-going family. Mm-hmm. Literally did not think that any of his of their son's new friends, like me and my other buddies that would go over there, were degenerates or anything. But so they just essentially, we would just come over and they would literally just let us, leave us alone. They would never check on us, like, just assumed we were being good little children. So yeah, we got into some debauchery. We had little parties in their basement that they didn't know about.
While
because the
home?
House was so big and they just never came down and checked.
No way.
And there was a way to get down there from the garage. Oh, so you just had people sneaking in and out. Like,
very fancy.
It was crazy. When we first started smoking weed, we would
smoking
go to
the weed,
smoking
the weed.
And that's where it all went downhill. But it was amazing. So it was a perfect spot to hang out. Yeah, perfect spot where there was parental supervision, but they didn't actually.
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. Either way. So this is all to, just to preface the story that basically we're there all the time. And we're, I'm pretty sure that this is just like a night after we spent the night over there hanging out. We were getting up and we were like going to hang out the next day, go, you know, meet up with someone and do something stupid probably. But either way, it was the morning, afternoon-ish. We were all getting ready. There was like a bunch of us at my buddy's place just hanging out in his room. I was like, all right, I'm going to, he had a shower in his room bathroom.
Okay.
So I literally was like, all right, I'm going to go in there, take a shower before we get going, blah, blah, blah. So I'm in there, you know, washing up nice and good.
Getting that gooch.
Getting
that gooch.
We're
up there.
We're getting the gooch.
Nice.
Nice and clean. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to, trying to be fresh for whoever we're going to see, trying to impress them. And I, you know, shut off the water, and this is not my house, not my bedroom, not my bathroom. I know, don't know, I like don't really know where he keeps things. Like, so I just go out. I look. I don't know where towels are kept. So I just see the one towel that is in the bathroom on the hanger. So you know, naturally, I need to dry off. I'm gonna grab this towel. That's towel. What it's for.
Yeah.
This blue towel. This towel is blue.
Can only imagine where this is going.
And you know, it worked great. It was a great towel, and that's it. Old tale of old blue. No, I'm just kidding. That's not it.
I was about to fucking end this podcast. Be like, you gotta go,
dude. You gotta get out of here. No, that's not the end of the story. I proceeded to use it and wipe myself up. It was a good towel. Yeah, and then I had brought, like, my clothes in there like you do when you're in, like, an unfamiliar, like, not your, you know, and got dressed pretty much in there. I just walked out fully clothed, and my buddy, like, kind of saw
me. No towel before the shower is pretty mind-boggling to me.
What do you mean? Just go in there and get a little naked and jump right in.
Well, like, going into a shower not knowing how you were going to dry yourself off.
Yeah, that's just Tommy.
That's Tommy power.
Just not being prepared for anything ever.
Okay.
Man, that's Mad Dog. Yeah,
that's Mad Dog.
That's Mad Dog right there. He still comes out every so often. That was Mad Dog.
He doesn't give a fuck.
That was Mad
Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna find a way.
He'll figure it out. Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
He figured it out. Mm-hmm. He got all dry, got all dressed up, nice and spiffy. Walked out of this bathroom to my room of friends. Probably, I don't know, probably like 5 to 10 of them. Like, we had a big group that always hung out, and. Like, I saw my buddy kind of just, like, look at me for a second and, like, kind of make, like, a weird face. And he was
the
like,
one that lived here?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, my buddy, Naveed, yes. Who lived there. It was his room. And he kind of was just like, what towel did you use? And I was like, the one that's just on the hanger right in there. Mm. And I just saw his jaw kind of drop. And he literally was like, dude, that's the one that I used to wipe down the loads.
Yeah.
That is his semen towel. There was, we're going back to cum again.
That was the only way the story was going.
I feel like that was kind of predictable. Yeah, there was no other way it was going, but this man...
But the way that you said it was a nice towel, I would be like...
It was a nice towel. It
wasn't a little stiff at all.
I don't know, maybe... It's not nice. At least maybe freshly washed it not too long ago.
Maybe.
Like there weren't too many loads in it, but...
Maybe just a couple children.
Oh, there were
just a couple families.
I rubbed my body with my very good friend's cum towel. That's
super nice.
Yeah, and
that's wholesome.
And everyone was there when we found this information out, so that was a great thing. I was the boy who dried himself off with cum.
Dried himself off with cum.
Now your child can visit steamy jungles, grassy plains, and the dark depths of the oceans to meet and learn surprising facts about the magnificent animals that live there, all through the captivating, colorful pages of Zoo Books, the publication especially created for young readers. Each monthly issue of Zoo Books is packed with breathtaking full-color photos and scientifically accurate illustrations, plus games and puzzles. Today, through this exclusive TV offer, you can get 12 fascinating issues of Zoo Books for the special price of $19.95. When you call and use your credit card, we'll include the elephants issue as a gift. Plus, you'll also get the colorful collection of animal stickers and the tiger poster. So order Zoo Books today and send learning and fun to a child you love.
All right, this brings us to the fun game portion of the podcast.
Let's go.
All right, so I am going to airdrop. First, I have to pull up the presentation.
I don't have an iPhone. You can't airdrop things.
I got it. It's going to the TV.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to
look
at the TV. AirPlay. Sorry, not AirDrop. So the game that we have prepared today is just a basic trivia game.
Oh, boy.
Of trivia from the 90s and early 2000s.
Okay.
So I think you'll be very good at
it. This sounds fun. Yeah, it's a fun one. I feel like my brain occupies all its memory space for things that are just completely random.
And it's multiple choice, so you can't really fuck it up.
Amazing.
Here we go. All right, trivia. Question one. Which 90s girl group is the best-selling girl group of all time? A, Destiny's Child. B, TLC. C, Spice Girls. D, Salt and Pepper. Which 90s girl group best-selling of all time?
So I feel like what I... Oh, boy. I feel like what I want to say...
Mm-hmm.
Is Spice Girls.
Okay.
But what I think is the answer is Destiny's Child.
All right.
I feel like anything with Beyonce is like, you know, it's going to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well, tell me, which one do you...
Oh, okay. Final answer, Destiny's Child. Yeah, I'm going to go with it.
Should have went with your gut. Spice Girls.
I think recency bias. I was thinking about Beyonce now. She's like huge. That's true. Back in the day.
She was a new girl.
Yeah.
With her sister and the other... girls, and then they dropped down a girl, and then there's only three, and then they dropped the other two, and it was just her.
I should have known that. I should have gone with my gut.
Yes.
That's how these always go.
Yes, indeed. Yes, David.
The Spice Girls have sold 100 million records worldwide.
That's it.
Making them the best-selling girl group of all time.
Okay.
I want them in the billions.
I would think more than that. All right.
Dang. All right. 0-1.
What do you think about Baby's Blaze? She was my favorite.
She was my favorite as well. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. 100%.
She was cute. She was a cutie.
I mean, which one? Victoria scary. Beckham is like was posh, right? Yeah, posh. She was always pretty.
I heard she didn't really sing.
I'd probably believe it. She was probably the one that was like the most like stereotypical, right. Just like hot girl. Mm-hmm. Like they're just because she's hot. Like. And again, that's fine.
That's fine. You could be hot.
You can just be the hot one.
Yeah.
I love being the hot one.
Yeah, Tommy.
It's one of my favorite things.
That's why I'm friends with you.
Yeah.
It's the only reason you're here right now.
Hey, it's okay to be hot, everyone.
It's okay to be hot. That's the
You don't need anything else about...
But if you're not, that's okay, too.
That's okay, too. You can be whoever you want.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're hot.
You're hot. And you can do anything you
want
to do.
Whatever you want.
You can, you know, go out and go to the moon. You could
start your own podcast about your past because you've peaked.
Anywho,
question number two. Which 90s boy band is the best-selling boy band of all time? New Kids on the Block. B, Boys to Men. C, NSYNC. D, Backstreet Boys. This one's a little tougher.
These are tough because
there's like, I mean, they're all very popular.
Yeah, and this one definitely has a personal nostalgia to it.
Of course.
Like, I very much was an NSYNC fan over Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking of which one is the best selling.
I feel like for us too, like our generation didn't really get into New Kids on the Block, yeah, but they're very 90s.
That's true.
So like that's also hard.
I feel like it's gotta be NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Like Boys to Men is good too, mm-hmm, but there's no way they're beating the, right, the fanaticism of NSYNC and that's Backstreet true. Boys. I'm gonna go Backstreet Boys.
That is correct. Let's go.
Oh man, I did not want to go with it too.
Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
What was your favorite Backstreet Boys song? Do you remember? I want it that way. What else we got?
I would say again.
Tearing up my. Oh, nope, that's NSYNC.
I would say I was more of an NSYNC fan.
Why can't I think of any Backstreet Boys song right now?
Backstreet Boys was. Oh, they had the CD Millennium, right? Millennium. That was on the Millennium CD.
Yes.
Right?
As long as you love
me.
As long
as you love me, that's a good one.
Who you are, where you're from, don't care what you need, as long as you love me.
Yeah, ooh, that one. Fucking that's a good great. One. It's a banger.
Banger. Larger Than Life was Backstreet Boys, though, right?
That makes you.
Yes, because of This Is the End, the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was more of... I had... the NSYNC CD where they're puppets.
Oh, great one. What
the physical CD.
Yes, I don't remember what the actual album was called, but...
Yeah, me either, honestly.
That was Bye Bye Bye, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the CD name?
Maybe.
Might have been.
Hi. All right, next.
No Strings Attached.
Yes! No Strings Attached, come on.
Of course.
Geez. Should have known that one.
Great movie. No Strings Attached. Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. Or is that the Mila Kunis, Justin Timberlake? Anywho, question three. Who is the main villain in the Crash Bandicoot franchise? Were you a Crash gamer? Kind of.
I was a little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
A, Dr. Neo Cortex. B, Ganon. C, Dr. Eggman. D, Sephiroth.
Well, Dr. Eggman is Sonic.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure the only name that I recognize in this, other than that,
mm-hmm,
is Ganon.
Okay.
But I'm not confident about that. Oh man, trivia is this, and this is after going to like bar trivia a couple times in the last couple months. I'm still not up to speed.
It's
here.
It's okay, we're learning. We're practicing.
It's all good.
excuse me. Ooh, that's all right. Allergy season.
I'm gonna go with, I'm pretty sure it's Ganon. B.
B, Ganon, you're wrong. It's A, damn Dr. Neo Cortex.
Oh my goodness.
I've
never heard that name
so
in my life.
So he's got like a big ass head, I think.
Do we have a picture of him?
Let me find one.
Yeah,
let's see. Which Disney animated movie became the first in history to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars? A, The Little Mermaid. B, Beauty and the Beast. C, Fantasia. D, Dumbo. Best picture for the Oscars.
I feel like certain people would just absolutely crush this, but I am not that person. Like, okay, all these trivia questions.
Yeah. Do you want 50-50?
Is that a thing?
It will be.
yeah, let's do it.
Okay. It's either A or B.
Oh, those are the two that I was going for.
It's either The Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast.
That didn't help at all. Let's see. It's got to be which one came out first, because they're both fantastic and they're like
both great.
Were like groundbreaking at the time, I feel like. So I'm going to go with B, Beauty and the Beast.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Beauty and the Beast. Great, great movie.
I was the understudy for Lumiere in my high school's production of Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
The understudy. I didn't do anything.
That's okay, but if they died, you would have.
Well, so the kid was like kind of like into like drugs and stuff.
Ooh.
And was like not very
not very
reliable.
Okay.
So there was like a legit chance.
Shit.
But it never happened, which is probably good because he was way better than I was.
Was he?
Yeah, he had a legit.
Was he French?
No, but his French accent seemed like it.
Give us your best French accent. Say, do you remember?
Do you remember
the lines?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm so bad at accents.
Me too.
I can just... the Eiffel Tower. Yay.
Wow, I feel like I'm watching Ratatouille.
That's so bad. Yeah, I cannot do accents at all. I wish.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm so bad at it. But, yeah. Ooh.
That's mine. All right, question 5. What was the best-selling video game console sold in the 90s? A, Sega Genesis. B, Super Nintendo. B, C, Game Boy Color. D, PlayStation. Best-selling video game console.
These are tough.
I know.
I feel like I have an argument for all of them.
You know, talk it out. See where you get.
It's not Sega Genesis.
Okay.
That was my first gaming system ever.
Ooh.
But it's not that.
Okay.
Super Nintendo is SNES, right? So that was also like early 90s.
That was like Super Mario World, like Donkey Kong Country, first Mario Kart.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be down between... What I want to say is PlayStation.
Okay.
But I think Game Boy Color is a dark horse.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to stick with PlayStation D. Let's go.
Stick with your gut.
Let's
always
go. That's
Tommy.
It. Yeah, we're
PlayStation
that.
Is the answer.
Absolutely.
Killing
Let's
it.
Go.
Killing it.
That was. Were you a PlayStation or a Nintendo or Xbox guy?
Started with the PlayStation 2. So I was. I had Super Nintendo. I had Nintendo 64. I had every single Nintendo ever made.
Amazing.
Well, except the first one. I never had the first one. Second one, all the way up. But yeah, PlayStation 2 I started.
Okay.
PlayStation 2 Slim. Because remember how fucking
I had a Slim 2, I think.
The big one was? That was
it
gigantic.
Was gigantic.
And then somehow they're
like
able
a year later they were like, we can put literally
this. This. I was like, oh.
Why didn't you do that the first time?
I know. Damn. How did technology get so fast?
That's crazy.
Within a year.
People are smart.
Yep. Not me. Question 6. What was the final Harry Potter? Final Harry Potter book released in the 90s? So which one came out?
The last one
in the 90s. A, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. B, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. C, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. D, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, so my knowledge of Harry Potter is pretty low.
Okay.
I was
Do you know, like, the...
So, I know the order. Okay. I know the order, at least. Yes. I know the order.
Because this is not the order.
Yes,
I realize.
Yes. I do know that it goes...
making this slide.
Out of these, it goes Chamber of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Is Azkaban before Goblet of Fire?
Yes.
And then Deathly Hallows.
Yes.
Goblet of Fire is my... Oh, sorry, again.
That's
microphone.
Okay. Microphone was hit. Not Mike.
Not Mike. We would not hit him.
Please don't.
Please don't.
No.
Goblet of Fire was my favorite one.
Movie or book? Or did you ever read the book?
I think I read the first 3 books.
Okay.
But it was my favorite movie.
Goblet of Fire being your favorite movie is mind-boggling once again to me. But
really?
Yeah.
It's
that
so
was
cool.
My least favorite movie.
I think for me it's like the most like sporty and
very
like,
sporty.
Yeah. So
very sporty.
I was very into sports when I was younger before
okay.
I got into like marching band and music
gotcha.
And being
musical.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Mad Dog.
Mad Dog was
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog doesn't like Harry Potter.
Damn.
That's for nerds.
Fucked up.
So I'm going to say Prisoner of Azkaban. D.
Thomas.
Wow.
The process of elimination in
wow.
you. Great work.
You're just
great
seeing
work.
My brain
yes.
the neurons firing.
It's great to talk it out.
Yeah.
Harry
wow.
Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. D is the answer.
Wow.
It's the last one.
Wow.
Of the 90s.
I think that was 3 for 5, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take
We're
that.
Doing better.
I'll take
We're doing
that.
Better. All right, question 7. We have 10 questions.
Oh,
so.
Wait, that was 6. So.
Yes.
All right, I don't know what I'm at.
I don't know either. Which reality competition show was the first to gift its winner $1 million? So the winner won $1 million. It's the first time ever on a reality competition show. A, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? B, Survivor? C, The Weakest Link? D, Deal or No Deal?
Come on, this has got to be a trick question.
I don't know.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to live on the edge here. I'm going to go Survivor.
Fuck yeah, Thomas.
Let's go.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
Sorry if I clipped that right there. We're right into
a,
the mic.
We're on a... We have a limit on
okay.
the programs.
Okay, good, yeah.
Probably didn't work, but...
Let's go.
B, Survivor was
wow.
the correct answer. The first reality show competition to give their... All winner right. $1 million.
Nice.
They are on season 5,000 at the moment, I think.
And it's still probably just as good as ever.
Probably.
Like, when do they run out of places to strand them on?
There's plenty of places in this world.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Antarctica will be the last one. They'll all die. Question 8. Tommy, I know you don't have an iPhone, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Perfect
question
guess for this
8.
One.
When was the first iPhone released? A, 2006. B, 2007. C, 2008. D, 2009. The first iPhone. Revolutionary.
What I can tell you is when the first Android was released.
Tell me.
No, I can't do okay. that either.
So you graduated
2010.
Same. Okay.
Yes, we are the same age.
2010.
I assume everyone's the same age now same. As we gotten older.
I've learned in this the two episodes I've done that not everybody is the same age.
Yeah.
And I also don't know what age I am. So, okay, so 2010. 2010, we graduated. People were starting to get like cool iPhones. Or
yeah.
Not then. Cool cell phones.
I definitely had a track then. Phone until like late high school.
Okay.
At least sophomore year, I had a slider phone.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2008.
A year off. So the answer is 2007. And it was only for AT&T. So not a lot of people could really? Get it. AT&T, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was the only one of my friends that had AT&T. And I got the iPhone 3G, which wasn't the original, wow. but it was the next one.
You go way back.
I do. So that's why my iCloud is absolutely insane.
It all makes sense.
However, this is a story I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
It's not bad at all. I just know that we're going on so much time.
I figured, I love to ramble, yes, by the way, same. If you haven't found out. Yes. So, yeah.
But I was able to get the iPhone, and so I got it in like 2008 or 2009, probably 2009. And my parents were like, if you're going to get it, you have to pay for it yourself. I was working at Wegmans at the time, making it maybe like $120 a week or something.
Okay.
And I had it for a month, and I had to give it back because I couldn't afford it. Oh, no. I was so poor.
No.
But it was the coolest month of my life.
That's got to be at that age.
Yeah, because people had like the fucking Razor then, and I was like, blah, blah, blah. I got an iPod and a fucking cool ass phone.
Yeah, going through that month of your life and then having to return it.
Oh, my God.
It
had to be so sad. At that age. So
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. Now I can't.
I know.
I guess.
People thought I was cool for a month. Yeah. All right, we're almost done here.
Oh, we still have trivia.
Yes, we got two more questions.
Oh, man, okay. All right,
question 9. What was the most popular candy sold in 1995? A, Nerds. B, Pop Rocks. C, Hershey's Bar. D, Warheads. And I don't think this was really just 1995. I think it was like a couple of years in the 90s.
Pretty confidently, I think, say Nerds on this one.
Okay. Nerds? Actually, damn it. Hershey's Bar.
That was...
Isn't that weird?
Well, that's the big name one. I know. Like the name brand thing.
But so you'd think it'd be something.
I think I'm cooler. I'm probably thinking more like me personally. I was when I was younger, I was more into the sugar sweetness instead of the chocolate.
Nerds and Warheads? Oof.
Yeah.
The best. I also have a Warhead if you want one here.
I want to have a Warhead. Okay. Yeah, hell yeah.
Questions at last one. All right, what was the name? This is kind of just like a culture thing. What was the name of the sheep that became the first successfully cloned mammal in 1996? A, Helen. Sheep. Helen the sheep. Helen the sheep. B, Rudy. C, Abby. D, Dolly.
This one I know.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't preface it until we see. But I'm going to go D, Dolly the sheep.
That it is, let's go. Baby. She was cool. I can't believe we were able to clone somebody in the 90s.
Yeah, and she lived like...
decent.
Oh, was that me?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Sorry, Shrek.
She Dolly.
It was like, I think a couple of months or at least a month or so, which is pretty insane for the 90s. Yeah.
Did they like make it illegal to clone things after that?
There's definitely been discussions about the cloning. The like morality and whatever behind it.
The government's ruining my life. All right. Well, that was the game. You did very well.
I did pretty well.
I think you got like three wrong.
Yeah, three, something like that. I'll take that.
70%. It's passing.
I think there might have been four.
Okay. You got 60. Not passing. All right.
That's okay.
Well, that's the game.
No, that's not passing. That's not a C. I was going to say C's get degrees, but.
No.
That's not what a 60 is. So.
All right. Well, that was our fun game. That leaves us with our last portion of the podcast where we We're going to read two journal entries, actually. We're going to have Tommy read my short one. So mine is from the year 2000. I was an age. I was 8 years old.
Do you want to read mine first or yours to end it with? Probably doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. So this is my journal entry, prefacing it. This was a school journal, but they made me write about things in my life. And the sentences are numbered, so you don't have to read that part to it. But if you want to read us the date and then go along and read my entry.
Are the sentences numbered?
Okay, maybe that one's not.
Is this one, right?
Yeah. No, okay, one. Most of them are. Maybe I forgot that one.
All right, I'll just read it. Okay. All right, here we go.
Good luck.
All right. February 23rd, 2000. Oh, boy. All right. Today, I went to the dentist. She said, if I eat an apple, my teeth will grow. Oh, they are numbered, too.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, second sentence.
Yes.
That is exciting. Third sentence. I can't wait. Fourth sentence. I got a new tooth. Brush. Oh, it's tooth dash to the next line. Brush.
Okay, but that would not be surprising because I did not have teeth until the fourth grade. So let's just say that.
Is that normal?
No. My mom gave me Juicy Juice in a bottle when I was a kid and rotted out all my teeth.
What?
And I did not have teeth. So all my baby teeth rotted when I was a baby. Or when I was like
really?
A child. And then I had no teeth in the front of my mouth.
All right, there's a Mikey child.
I got these old things.
I didn't know that one.
These little beavers.
Dang. That's yep. Cool. Wait, so did you just have to wait for your
yes.
adult teeth then?
Yes. And they came in fucked up, I'll tell you that.
I've never heard anything like that. That's
rotted
amazing.
The fuck.
That's,
thanks, wow. Mom.
They look pretty nice.
They're brown. They're brown and rotted.
Hey, Sue, did great, Sue.
Sue, you wild girl.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Well, so... this must be after he got teeth, but I got a new tooth. Yeah. So he's getting them.
Brush.
Oh wait, brush. Yeah, I keep getting, I got a new tooth brush. All right. I got a toy too. It was a Frisbee. I like Frisbee. I like everything. I don't like dolls though. I'm not a girl. And that's it.
That's it.
I love. Oh my god, that's so good. I like everything.
Yeah.
Proceeded, followed directly. I don't like dolls. Yeah.
There's a lot of entries like that in here where I am just so misguided. So I don't know. Something's wrong.
It is really funny just how
indecisive.
How literally just the very short sentence is describing like a very irrelevant thing right after. That's like the how you know you're in like the third grade or whatever. So if you ever want to like write like that, you just have to write a normal sentence and then just put a period in the middle and separate each one, just make it into an extra sentence for no reason. But that's hilarious.
That was 8-year-old me at the dentist.
Why did you have to go to the dentist if you didn't have teeth?
I had something something going on at 8.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's cool.
I think I had, like, my back teeth still. So, like, I was able to chew.
Yeah, I guess.
But I had none of this.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have to. Yeah, like, I couldn't eat.
And that's why she was telling you to eat apples, so your teeth will grow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Probably so I can, like, strengthen whatever was coming in.
Yeah, whatever little.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Because I remember not learning how to eat until I was in, like, middle school. Like, I still don't eat an apple
ridiculous.
With my front teeth. Like, I go back.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I've never heard this and I love it. I love everything about it.
So,
That's great. At least it seems like I guess you probably didn't mind the dentist because they weren't in there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was probably a very quick visit.
Yeah. So
I got a Frisbee.
Yeah. I was about to. Yeah. You're essentially just going and getting a gift. Like,
remember there was a big toy chest and you could go in and pick whatever
toy
you wanted.
Yep. 100%. Most. Yeah. Absolutely.
So cool.
Yeah. You probably were like, any of your friends went to the dentist, you're like, why are you complaining?
Yeah,
like,
why
that
are you
place
scared?
Is great. I got a Frisbee,
bitch.
You little bitches.
Yeah. Fuck you.
My mad dog has an hour.
Yeah, mad dog. I would never take your nickname. Never. So, all right. Well, that was mine, but Tommy has brought his.
Oh, God.
Has brought, actually, if you want to explain what you're about to read, because I'm happy that somebody else has something that they have that they were in when they were a little boy.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything like super like wild in here. This was a letter that I wrote to my third grade teacher after I had moved on to fourth grade, and I think it was just a project that we had in fourth grade, right? You know, your previous teacher of your choice or something. So either way,
I want you to tell how you got this.
Oh, so this is, so my, this, this teacher,
is, this is fun.
This teacher is Mrs. Daggs, a lovely woman.
Yes.
Probably one of my favorite years of school ever.
Aww.
We did a play called the Mother Goose Olympics, which was like, got me into performing.
How many lines did you have?
A decent amount. Cool. I don't remember exactly, but okay. I spoke.
Were you a goose?
I wasn't the goose.
You weren't Mother Goose.
I was not.
Do you remember what you were?
I don't.
Okay.
That's where I have very broad memories, and then you want details?
None
at all. None at all. But either way, great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bunny, a class bunny named Puff.
Ooh.
And a class teddy bear Marshmallow that we'd put different shirts on them for like different holidays. And Mrs. Daggs also every Halloween would dress up as Miss Frizzle from Magic School Bus. And she crushed it. She was amazing.
I bet she was so good.
Ugh. So either way, we're friends on Facebook.
Is she still a teacher?
No, she's pretty old now. I think she's retired.
Oh, okay.
But she's still kicking.
Still kicking.
She's kicking pretty darn good.
And on Facebook.
She's on Facebook. She's doing the old lady Facebook thing.
Hell yeah.
Old ladies love Facebook.
Love it.
So yeah, she posts just random things. And this was from like years ago. She posted on my Facebook wall an old letter that I wrote to her.
It's so nice that she had it. So.
Yeah, and she's kept it and everything. Aww. So there's like it's a picture of the letter that she sent to me on Facebook, and I have it here.
You should send it to me so I can post it on the Instagram page so people can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. So this is fourth grade, Tommy. Dear Mrs. Daggs, since Thanksgiving is coming up, I'd like to thank you for teaching me a lot of the things I know.
Aww.
Thank you for teaching me multiplication and long division. It really helps out in Mr. Zahn's math class. Mr. Zahn has something called Fast Fact. We do... I'm not sure what I was trying to say
Fast
here.
Fat?
Fast Fact.
Fact. Okay.
F-A-C-T.
Gotcha.
We do... I think this is supposed to be like... It's an X... So, like, any number. X2 minus 9. So, like, 12 minus 9.
Are you learning that in fourth grade?
I'm not really sure what this means exactly, but it says we do X2 minus 9 in 7 seconds. If we get through that, we do X2 minus 9 in 4 seconds. If beat that, we get a Pontillo's pizza.
Damn.
Hell yeah. I have an A- in math. Mrs. Gino is a really nice teacher. We are going Mr. Zahn's class. His class is going to Mrs. Gino for science. I like the intermediate school because my class is upstairs and there's a snack bar.
What the hell? Okay.
How Puff and Marshmallow. I'm glad we did the Mother Goose Olympics last year. Thank you for letting me have all that candy from the treasure box. Aww. I really liked the treasure box. I'm glad you were my teacher last year. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Your former student, Tommy Power.
Aww. That's so nice.
Like a nice, she kept it.
Did you have to write this?
I think so.
But yeah, but that's so nice that you wrote it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it just proves that like third grade was awesome.
Hell yeah.
It was a good time. She was a great teacher.
Really changes your life.
Yeah. Shout out Mrs. Dagg. Yeah. She kept this. She sent this to me like 3 years ago. So
it's so nice. She kept it for
20 years.
Imagine getting that like at this age now in the profession that you're in. That'd be so nice.
Yeah.
When do you get praise for the work you do?
I do not.
Never.
I had someone tell me they wished I was artificial intelligence the other day.
We need more praise.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, that was...
That's so nice. Wow,
I haven't read that actually in a while either. That was pretty cute.
That is so cute.
Yeah, but she was great. So, yeah. All you teachers out there, you have an impact. And you should get paid more.
Hell yeah.
So, hell yeah. We stand with teachers.
We do. That we do.
But, yeah, she was great.
Love that.
She was great.
That's so nice.
And then my final fact about Tommy Power was just because this was something that I heard on the John Mayer episode.
Okay.
Like, I think I don't remember exactly what the context was, but I think you asked him if he ever had like a poster of someone like on his ceiling or something, or on his something about, like, you were asking him about his like first crushes and
stuff. Oh, yes. Okay.
Basically, so all I wanted to share was that I was listening to that and I was like, I have an answer for this.
Okay.
And whatever. Go back and listen to episode one and you'll know what I'm talking about.
It was John Mayer, and hers was Jessica Simpson.
That's what it was. Yes. Because I had a Jessica Simpson poster that I got from Seabreeze.
Hell yeah.
On my ceiling above my bed
for
years.
And I wonder what you looked at while doing the things you do in a teenage boy's bed.
I looked at her boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you do.
Yeah, they were something. That was probably, I think that was before I
knew.
Yeah, I was just like,
what a boobie was.
This is just a... Something about this is making me feel something.
I'm tingling.
I'm tingling somewhere.
Everywhere.
In my loins.
Love that.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I asked on John's episode, and I forgot to ask on Anastasia's episode.
Oh, boy.
But now that we are at the end of this podcast,
we'll get this
last question. Is there anything that you would tell little Mad Dog Tommy now that you've lived your life up to this point? Anything you would say to him now that what would you want to say to your younger self?
Oh, man. I should have prepared this one. This one's tough.
It's okay. I didn't tell you.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Gotta come from the heart.
It's kind of still just, I guess, a trait that I still have today a little bit, but it's just kind of like, go be confident about the things that you enjoy. And don't let anyone else influence how you feel about things. I think as you get older, you're just able to, obviously you're just able to understand yourself better and know that, you know, just because you feel this way, it's not, you don't need to be feeling the same or experiencing the same things as all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever your life is, you know, it's fine. Yeah. And go for what you want. Go for the things you enjoy. Right. And you know, don't ever feel bad about liking things.
Exactly.
So.
Love that.
Yeah. Probably something like
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed of what you like.
Yeah.
Do what you like.
Yeah. Be confident in you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I was pretty confident, but still, there's always that part of everyone that's just trying to be something that they're not, you know, trying to take some class or do some sport or something that, you know, it's not for you.
Exactly. So,
you know,
ugh.
Just be confident in you.
Fuck yeah, Tom.
Fuck yeah, Mike.
Hell yeah. All right, Tom. Well, that is the end of the episode. And my parting gift to you is one of these tiny little trolls. These tiny little trolls up here. So I just did that with my head as well.
I can't even see them. They're
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ooh, amazing. Do I get to pick which one?
Yeah. We got purple hair. We got pink hair. We got red hair. Teal hair. We got multicolor blue and pink hair.
I'm going to go purple hair.
Purple hair?
Yeah.
Go grab him. All right. Well, Tom, do you want to plug your socials, anything? Any music?
Oh, man.
Tommy Power on Spotify, anybody?
Hey, this is... I do, actually. So... That's it. Tommy... I make music, everyone.
Yes.
For fans of little sad boys that write about not being able to get over their ex-girlfriends, it's... Tommy Power on Spotify.
Apple Music or just Spotify?
It's on all streaming platforms.
It is.
Where are all the crazy ones out there still? It's on Amazon Music. YouTube. It's on Amazon. It's on
Napster.
Like, I think it's on Napster.
It's Napster. On Napster.
Anyone still got Napster?
LimeWire.
I don't know about Lime. Well, maybe.
Who the hell knows what's going on there?
Yeah. So yeah, anything. Tommy Power on. Yeah. I'd loved if you took a listen to any of them.
Hell yeah.
And gave me feedback or just. You know, listen and
enjoy.
Took it in and just enjoy it or don't enjoy it.
Fuck your feedback.
I don't give a shit.
Nobody gives a shit what you want to listen
to.
You're nobody.
Yeah, you're not a critic.
But you are somebody
to me.
But
either way,
please listen. Also, if you're listening, rate 5 stars on this podcast because I'm trying to get sponsors, y'all. Trying to get some money. So I would like some 5 stars, some comments.
Do you think Tito's would sponsor you?
If Tito's sponsored me, I'd stick so many handles of Tito's up. I'll probably bleep that because that's not what they want. But if Tito's would freaking sponsor me, ugh.
T Tito's, if you're out there, we're drinking nice adult Capri Suns.
Yes, with Tito's. With Tito's in it.
Completed with Tito's. Yes. That was what made it and brought us this great content.
My goal on this podcast was to have Mayor Byron Brown on, but now my real success story would be to be sponsored by Tito's.
We got to.
And that's what I'm going for.
We'll find Tito.
And Byron Brown in the same episode.
Byron and Tito in the same
episode. And we'll sit on handles of Tito's. All right, well, that's a freaking episode right there, Thomas. And I'm probably going to have to edit the shit out of it because this has been a long episode.
We rambled way too long.
Yes, we did, but I had fun, and I hope you had fun.
I had an amazing time, Mikey. Thank you so much for having me.
And
I had a blast.
I had a blast, too, and I love you.
I love you. More people should say that.
They should.
I love you.
I love you.
You're a great dude.
Yes, and I love all of you listening. And rate and subscribe. I'm on the Spotify. I'm on the Apple. I'm on Amazon.
He's everywhere.
I'm everywhere. And Tommy Power's got cum all over him. Goodbye, everybody.